So this coming week is the Yahrzeit of Zusha, Mitzvah Hashem. So I'll just share with you a vort from him before I see a little tire from him. He says a vort which is very appropriate for the winter and this week's parsha. The pasuk says, "Ubnei Yitzhar." The Torah is recounting the genealogy of the Levim. It says, "Ubnei Yitzhar Koyrach v'Nefek v'Zichri." So he says like this, Yitzhar, he says it's from the word Or, Tzohar Tasa Lateva. He says like this, the tzaddikim, who are mezachich themselves, that they purify themselves, and they're matzir, they make like light, they're choymer, they're guf. So he says, koirach, when it becomes very cold outside, like the word koirach, kerach, when it comes cold outside, v'nefeg, how do they make, he says the lashon nefeg is like, poigmin esakor, how do they minimize the cold, that they shouldn't freeze? He says, v'zichri, by remembering Hashem Yisbarach. So he says, the Rebbe from Lublin, who was a chavra of his, because the choyza was a talmud of the Naim Elimelech, he was brothers of the Naim Elimelech. So he said, v'nefeg, the tzaddikim who are mevakish from Hashem Yisbarach, that they should cool, that they should take away the bite of the cold, is through zichri, by remembering Hashem Yisbarach. And when a yid remembers Hashem Yisbarach, so whatever minias the cold gives him, that he can't serve Hashem because it's too cold, it goes away. So this is how he touches the pasuk one more time. Isn't it amazing how you could take a pasuk like this and you could find such a tifkat in Avodas Hashem? Ubnei Yitzhar Koyrach V'Nefeg V'Zichri. The children of Yitzhar, which means the tzaddikim, that they warm themselves with the light of Hashem, being mezachich the guf, Koyrach, when it becomes cold, V'Nefeg, they're able to take away the bite of the cold, V'Zichri, by remembering Hashem Yisbarach. That's a good word in the winter to keep in mind from the position. So we said once before the whole inyan of Chamed b'Maseh Shabbos Malugma. The Gemara says that drinking a warm cup of tea, something hot on Motzei Shabbos, is an inyan of refuah. The Gemara says. So Reb Zusha wonders, is a refuah for what? So we said before that Reb Zusha says Haroifei Lishvuri Leiv u'Machabish La'Tzosa. He says that pasuk which we see every day in davening. Mechabish, he says the word mechabish is the Rashi Tevos chamin b'moitze Shabbos malugma. So he says mechabish for what? What is a refuah for? La'atzvosa. It's a refuah for a person's atzvos. If a person is stricken with atzvos, so the refuah from that is on Motzei Shabbos, and that's through chamin Shabbos malugma. So the obvious question is, first of all, it's interesting. Chamin b'moitze Shabbos is the inyan of chamin, of warming yourself up in cold times, which we're about to speak about. What's the inyan of that Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos particularly, and Chamed Motzei Shabbos has an inyan of healing a person from his atzvos? So, B'derech HaKdama, Reb Zusha says in another place, he says that a skula for parnasa is hachna, is simcha, for a person to be besimcha. He says that the Shem HaKadosh, as we know, the holy name of Hashem, which is Masugo, which brings down parnasa, is the Shem Chatach. Like we say, Poseach Es Yadecha, the last letters of Poseach HaSadacha is Chatach, Ches Tav Chaf. Umaspia is also Gematria that, says the Ari. So this shame Chatach is the shame which is Mesugal for Parnasa. He explains and he says, V'hayisa as ach sameach is also the Sofei Tevas Chatach. It comes to teach you then of the Schus of Simcha, V'hayisa ach sameach, so a person is Zochet to Parnasa. So what's the Pshat in that word? What's the Oimek of that word? So it could be the pshat is like this, that Rabbunim has a word. Rabbunim says on the pasuk of Chachmas Hamiskin Bezuya, which is a pasuk in Koheles, Rabbunim says, what is the Chachma of a Miskin of an Ani? The Chachma of a Miskin, a person who's an Ani, is Bezuya. That a person who's a Chacham knows that if he allows himself to be Mavuza, to be Mavaza himself, that's a skula for parnasa. But the more that a person allows himself to be mevuzeh, he's zayich to parnasa. That's what a tzaddik does. What he does is that when he feels like he needs parnasa, he puts himself in a situation that he allows people to be mevuzeh him. And through being mevuzeh and quieting and not saying anything and allowing to be mevuzeh, so that's how he brings down parnasa. That's called the chacham of an ani. That he can learn Torah that way. Tam chacham can learn Torah that way. That if he allows himself, he has the chachma to know that he learns Torah l'shma, that he doesn't mind having taken the bizyonos, he'll be zechet to parnasa and not have to worry about anything. That's what he says. So what's the pshat in that? So this is the b'chin of chatach. Chatach means that a person chops himself down. That's what it means, to cut yourself. That if you allow yourself to be cut through and through, So that's the skula for parnasa, and that's why stapka by the cutting of the bread it's a skula for parnasa, and that has a shaykhus to bread itself, because bread itself, how do you make bread? You take the grain and you grind it mamish to make it into a flour, and then you take that flour and then you can turn it into lechem. But it all starts from the fact that you take it and you make it mamish, make it ayin. And that's the whole thing, the b'zeyat tefecha teicha lechem. But that means that when a person works hard on himself, that he allows himself to become a buzzer, to reach the point that he's mamish batal v'ayin, that's how you make lechem, and that's why it's mesugo for lechem, and that's why chatach is that chain. And so the reason why that pertains to parnasa and to simcha is because that's the whole thing, that if a person finds himself in a place of despair and in atzvas, and he finds the kayach and he finds an inyan within himself to be msameach himself, v'ayisa ach sameach, so that's why chatach, that when a person allows himself to be mavuze and he feels like he's in a state of lowness and an atzvas, yet he finds an avenue in order to pick himself up and to be besimcha, so that's what brings down parnasa. When you can take that koyach of transforming yourself from atzvas into simcha, that's the inyan of bringing down parnasa. So we find something very interesting when it comes to Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is not just a time where we invite Eliyahu HaNavi because we're mitzapa the geula. We also find that it's a time for parnasa. We say v'yitin l'chai halakim, right? That's the time that we bring down parnasa for the entire week. When we say v'yitin l'chai halakim, not only that, but there are many references in the songs which we sing to the fact that Eliyahu Navi is not just the malach who comes from mevaser the geula that we're asking for on Motzei Shabbos, but also to bring down parnasa. For example, ish chasid haya, right? The whole thing about ish chasid haya is that it was a guy who had no parnasa. He was learning Torah, and Eliyahu Navi came and he saved the day. Right? He was the one who brought him parnasa. That's what we read about, right? Through being mevaza himself, he was able to bring parnasa for the yid. And after the yid was mevaza himself, we say in the Eliyahu HaNavi, we say ish yotzalim solen afshanachas ish kirkalu ha'arvim v'leimei sashachas. Hashem was the one who provided through the ravens Eliyahu parnasi ish shilman and his baruch kavatzalachas. He's the one that he brings bracha to kavatzalachas, to oil and to food. And to liquids. This is Eliyahu HaNavi. He's able to bring bracha and parnasa. This is the Kayach of Eliyahu HaNavi. For example, Chadish Hasayni Kelna, right? What do we say over there? We said before, we say, Va'id Vahachin De Sipuke, Zamein Mezoini Velechem Chuki, right? We're talking about bringing down parnasa. And you have also the Malach of Parnasa. So this has to do also with Motzei Shabbos. Rav Zusha, who said this is Yorsi this coming week, he says on Ish Chasid Haya, he says Yizachel Lecha Ata Esmal Asher Dibarta, right? That Eliyahu Navi told this guy. He said, "Remember what you told me yesterday that if I build you this palace, you'll set me free." So Rav Zusha has a word. He says as follows: we say this on Motzei Shabbos, and he teaches as follows: Yizachel Lecha Ata. Remember now that which you said yesterday. What did you say yesterday? He says, "Yesterday on Friday night, you said Kiddush." And he was achrei v'layayin. You said kiddush. And what do you do when you do kiddush? So there's a din that the mafreshim say that before you do kiddush is edus. How can you be made if you're rasha? So there's a halacha. There's a din in chesidus and in pnimis haTorah that to be mahar and tshuva before kiddush because you don't want to be a rasha aid because then your edus is pasul. So there's an inyan or a chaim and a chida that they say that you have to do tshuva before making kiddush because you're giving edus. So that's what he says. Yizachel lecha'ata. Now on Motzei Shabbos that you're going into the week, remember the tshuva which you did on Friday night before you made kiddush. It goes very nicely. Yizachel lecha'ata, because the whole inyan of kiddush is zachar. The Chazal say zachar shema Shabbos zachrei l'ayayin. Right? That you're supposed to make kiddush on yayin. That's called zachar. And really, what it means, and that's why it says yizachel lecha'ata, is that you're supposed to remember that kiddush for the entire week how you did tshuva then. And perhaps implicit in what Rav Zusha is saying here is that Motzei Shabbos is a time in which we say vay of the nefesh, right? Vay of the nefesh means woe the fact that we lose our neshama yisera on Motzei Shabbos. The Mefarshim will say that the makor for that is vayinofash, which we say on Friday night. So Chazal say vay of the nefesh, woe that we lose our neshama. But that's mentioned in the Friday night, not by Motzei Shabbos. That's in Vishamru. So according to what he's saying, the pshat is that the reason why we do it on Friday night, it's mentioned on Friday night, is because you're supposed to remember on Motzei Shabbos Friday night. You're supposed to remember the kiddush of Friday night, that simcha, in order to awaken and to give you your chizak on Motzei Shabbos. So Motzei Shabbos is a time of atzvas. But through this concept of yizachel lecha'ata esmal asher dibarta, by remembering on Motzei Shabbos the Friday night, the vayinafash, the vay of the nefesh, which you had a zecher of already on Friday night, so that simcha which you had on Friday night through your tshuva, through your edus, that zachar yelayayin, is supposed to give you simcha Motzei Shabbos to bring out a simcha to give nechama to the vay of the nefesh. So and that's the reason why Eliyahu Hanavi is also the Malach of Parnasa. And that's exactly the whole Indian here, Mechabish that Tzvoisa. That since Moti Shabbos is a time of Atzvus, because we're losing our Neshama Yaseira, we say Vay of the Nefesh, and we're Be'atzvus about losing that. So through remembering Friday night on Moti Shabbos and bringing that Simcha, that's called V'hayisa Ach Sameach, and that's why it brings on Parnasa. That since it's an Indian of Chatach, which means that you feel like you're very low, and you pick yourself up and you have Simcha, so that's the Indian of Eliyahu Hanavi, that you're Ma'ir Eliyahu Hanavi, which brings on Parnasa for the coming week. And just one last remnant to the Indian of Shoivavim. We said that the Chazal tell us that Shoivavim comes from the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Just to wake you up, Yirmiyah, I said, quoted where it's from. It says, Shuvu Banim Shoivavim, right? And the Gemara says, Chutz Me'acher, that Elisha ben Abuya had heard a baskel which said, everybody do tshuva except for him. And because he heard that baskel, he didn't do tshuva. Right? So the Sfarim say that, Ein davar amri fnei tshuva, he should have done tshuva anyways, because there's nothing, if there's any science to test him. What you see from here is that when he heard when it says, Shuvu Banim Shoivavim Chutz Me'acher, put him into a state of atzvos. And he didn't have the simcha, he didn't find the nekuda of simcha which was able to awaken him in order to give him that chizik and that simcha. So it could be that he needed some cham with the Shabbos malugma. That's the whole Indian of Matzah Shabbos, because if you take the words Shuvu Banim Shaivim Chutz Me'acher, what's the Rashi Tevos? Shuvu Banim Shaivim Chutz Me'acher. Mechabish. It's cham with the Shabbos malugma, it's the same thing. That's the whole Indian. And since he fell into a state of atzvos, right, he needed a shtikel of chametz and shamas melumma, mechabish the atzvosim, to awaken him. So, b'frat during this time of Shoivavim, where if a person chas v'shalom, the Shabbos are so high, this farm said, the whole Indian of Shoivavim is the kedusha of the Shabbos, that there's an extra degree of atzvos on Matzei Shabbos. So, through the singing of chametz and shamas melumma, warming ourselves up to that core, we should be zeichet to Parnasa, through the simcha of Yahisa Ach Sameach for the entire year. We say, Chetel Yonavi Mamish, Bias Gotzerim, Mirvim Inu Amen.